One of the country's biggest automakers is making a big bet on trucks and SUVs. Ford announced yesterday it's discontinuing U.S. production of its smaller cars, like the Ford Fusion and the Focus. Ford says that by 2020, almost 90% of U.S. sales will be trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Robin Farzad hosts Full Disclosure on NPR One. Welcome, Robin.
Eric, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. So now I kind of know why there's so many truck ads on TV. I mean, this sounds like a major shift for Ford. What's behind it?
It's both Ford and disruption hitting the entire industry. Look, don't forget that Ford managed to avoid restructuring and bankruptcy. It's already been a decade ago, and so it took its lumps the hard way. It wasn't able to just jettison a lot of the costs that GM was able to offload. And at the same time, over the past 5 years especially, the disruption that's hit the industry. Customers want different kinds of cars. You need to have a strategy for autonomous, for hybrids, for electrics, you know, in the wake of Tesla. Even subscription services for cars. Those millennials just aren't buying them as much as they should. But if you're Ford, you're also under intense pressure to show Wall Street a consistent profit, which has been elusive.
So were these smaller cars simply not selling well? And the second part, does this mean job cuts at some Ford factories?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the trend across the industry. The sedan just seems to be going the way of the station wagons of my childhood. I mean, speaking of which, I remember when the Ford Taurus, you know, when it hit in the mid-early 80s was like the pinnacle of innovation.
How about those ones with the paneling on the side?
With the paneling, you know? And just fewer customers are buying them. The price competition is intense. Toyota, you know, with its Camry, just dominates that category. And if you're Ford, you're hoping to avoid layoffs and instead retool these factories to do more crossovers and SUVs and light trucks.
Are other automakers following them, focusing more on trucks and crossovers?
Yeah. You're seeing that with GM. You're seeing that. Look, we've talked about Subaru in the past. The Toyota Highlander sells hot. I mean, GM cannot make enough Tahoes and Suburbans and Cadillac SUVs. So this has become a big selling point. But as we know in the past, it comes with its own peril if you overweigh your exposure to SUVs and light trucks.
Well, and isn't it risky in other ways as well when it comes to the price of oil and gas? Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're clearly betting that the world isn't going to revisit $4 gas, and that ravaged the industry and the economy 10 years ago. But, you know, memories are short, and Wall Street is very quarterly in its thinking. Of course, you know, you could be Elon Musk and Tesla. Imagine if, you know, his $35,000 all-electric sedan becomes the model to have in 5 or 10 years. Where does that leave Ford?
Well, speaking of, you know, electric cars, I mean, does this push, you know, accelerate the push toward trucks and SUVs in the U.S. What does it mean for the future of electric?
Gosh, isn't that like the holy grail? Could you imagine if you get like a Subaru Outback or a gigantic SUV that has, you know, you just plug that baby in and get 300 miles on it? But it's harder with range anxiety, battery technology, and you have to churn out hundreds of thousands of these cars, you know, to scale a learning curve and bring down costs to make a profit. So Ford is a massive company, 200,000 employees all over the world. It's not going to be able to just flip on a switch overnight and become a master of electric. So there's a lot of peril in this decision.
Robin Farzad hosts Full Disclosure on NPR One. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.